I'm very angry because things are happening. I'm fairly passionate. So at this stage of life, I certainly don't want to have to wait until February or March. I hope it gets going now for mid-November.
And what has formed your decision to take this step?
It's just seeing the level of dysfunctionality out there more than anything else. You know, and as the old saying goes, the definition of insanity is trying the same thing over and over again and getting the same result. We need a radical change. I think we need what I would call a democratic revolution, which may sound subversive, but I would like to subvert know what's going on today. Our societies are falling apart. For instance, you know, we've lost over 5% of our Gardaí up until August last year, over a three-year period. We've probably lost another 2-3% since. We're going to be short of law and order in the next few years if we're not careful. We don't get 11 things and change things radically. Law and order is one of the things. Various other problems too.
Whenever we spoke earlier this year, you had indicated that you would possibly connect with other people across the country and you believe that that would have a stronger voice going forward. Is this still the case?
It is. At this stage, to tell you the truth, I've been talking to Independent Ireland because they very, very much share my wavelength on housing. I think housing and accommodation are the most important thing in this country. If we got a lid on housing in this country, accommodation, then we could solve so many problems. We could keep our teachers, bring our teachers back. We could keep our guards. We can bring our nurses back, etc. And we can make this a country where we can have a bit of disposable income again. So that's my main target. And it's also Independent Ireland's main target. They also want to look after fisheries, agriculture, etc. At the moment, I'm running independently. But a group like that, I would love to link up with. They may or may not have me. I've gone through a process so far. There's a further step or two to take. If they won't have me and if I can manage to get elected, I'd like to join up with them because I think, Michaela, you will get so much more done as a member of a group. For instance, my strategy would be to get involved in this group. You seem to be much more fair-minded. There are three sitting TDs at the moment are on the Western Seaboard. Therefore, we're going to have to look after the state of the country. I think we have 17.6% of the population on that seaboard and we get 10% of infrastructural funds. They're going to fight more for that. And if I can get into that party, then I can fight for Donegal in that party. So that's the strategy I want to follow.
And what will be your top of your agenda if you are elected to Dáil Éireann?
The top of my agenda is accommodation. And I think it can solve so many problems. I looked at Independent Éireann's website and again, same wavelength as I've got, we have to free up planning permission radically all over the country. I'm not talking about being allowed to build just wherever you want. There's got to be rules. But planning is far too tight at the moment. People can't give their sons and daughters a site anymore and expect them to be able to build there without all sorts of hoops to jump through. If we can loosen up planning permission and if we can allow people to build what they can afford, build your brick if you want, build your wood, build your modular. The technology's there now. Modular homes can come in at about 100 grand for 1,000 square foot. A price three or four different types of modular homes. People can build what they can afford in this country again. You could have 80 or 90,000 houses built a year. If we can build those and people have a mortgage that they can afford, that's going to also bring down rents all over the country because more houses. In time, I would hope that people paying 6% at the moment of the mortgage will pay 3% again. So therefore, everyone's got more money in their pocket. If people got more money in their pocket, we can stop putting up wages. We can stop putting up prices. We can stop this inflationary spiral in because we're currently the second most expensive country in Europe. We will lose all our tourism if we get any more expensive. We must get accommodation on board because if we do that, we can bring our teachers back, our nurses back, we can keep our young in Ireland. My mission statement really is I want to live in a country where in 4 years' time, people that are now in Australia can say, I want to go back to Ireland. At the moment, they're not saying that. There's a number, but not enough, a lot of people leaving. We've got to turn it around. This needs something radical to turn that around, radical thinking. So that's where I'm coming from, Michaela.